This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 22nd. God's word for you today is Just Flow, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 37, verse 3, and it says, Eternal One to Ezekiel, Son of Man, do you think these bones can live? Ezekiel, Eternal Lord, certainly you know the answer better than I do. Ezekiel is teaching us about an aspect of God through the way he addresses God. Ezekiel knew that God could do anything, but he also knew that God will do what he wants to do. He is God all by himself. Note that when God asked Ezekiel if the bones could live, Ezekiel also did not say, No, they cannot live. Ezekiel did not let the problem overwhelm him, and he did not let the problem define his response. Ezekiel did not allow the problem or his thinking or logic or his reasoning to overwhelm him. Like the king's officer in 2 Kings 7, Ezekiel did not say, These bones cannot live because they are too dry. Lord, if you had asked me while the bones still had some flesh on them, perhaps. He did not say that. And guess what? Not only did Ezekiel not say, Yes, they can, and he did not say, No, they cannot. Ezekiel also did not say, I do not know if they can live. What is the significance of that? He did not say he did not know because it is not up to him. Even though God was asking him if the bones could live, he knew it was not up to him. Therefore, his response was, O Sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. Ezekiel 37 verse 3, please read. When you put God in his place in your life, God puts your problems in their place. When you put God in his place in your life, God will arise, step in, and put every other thing in place for you. O Sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. In other words, if you say they can live, they will live. And if you say they cannot live, they will not live. Whoa. For you to flow with your Creator, the first thing is you have to see the problem for what it is. The second thing is realize it will take God to change the situation. The third thing is the hand of the Lord must be upon you. Ezekiel 37 verse 1 says, The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord. To flow with your Creator, to flow with God, the hand of the Lord must be upon you. I have good news for you. The hand of the Lord is upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. I am going to say that again. Believe me, the hand of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord being upon you is hugely significant, because the hand is like a gate to the heart, to the spirit of the man. When someone lays hand on you, his spirit is transferred. When Moses laid his hands on Joshua, the Bible says Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom that Moses was carrying. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. Please read. When God lays his hands upon you, like he laid his hands upon Ezekiel, God is filling you with his spirit, so that the words you speak will not be your words in the spiritual. You can be hearing yourself, but in the supernatural, they will be hearing the Creator of the heavens and the earth. When you command the demons to go, you can be hearing yourself, but the demons will be hearing the voice of their Maker, and that is why they will go in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, let your hand rest upon me, put your word in my mouth, and fill me with your spirit, for I am your vessel, and I am for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.